You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Today's episode is special for many reasons. Firstly, this is the last episode of the Millennial Minds Season 1. And secondly, I never thought I'll record an episode at home. But here I am speaking to you through my phone. And I hope you're listening to me too at home, with a cup of tea or coffee or a book in hand. And do excuse me for the voice quality today. My episode today is about how people who are away from home are taking care of their parents who are miles away from them, and they can't meet each other because of the lockdown. But before I start, here's my introduction. Hi, I'm Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint, and welcome to the final episode of the Millennial Minds Season 1. I was going through Twitter yesterday and I came across a tweet by Mitali Gupta. She's a 20-something law student in Delhi, and she was essentially requesting Delhi to help her grandparents who are living 10 kilometers away from her. Now, as we all know, because of the coronavirus, there's a nationwide lockdown and stepping out is not at all an option. Her grandparents, they are in their late 70s, and Mitali had a hunch that the Sunday curfew would be extended, and so she had ensured that the grandparents' food and medicine supplies were well taken care of. But she was hoping, you know, if somebody could just go and, you know, show their face and talk to them, of course from a distance, for just like 5 minutes, just so that she and her family could be assured that they are fine. Fortunately, the Twitter shout-out helped. A voluntary organization that was formed in her grandparents' colony reached out to her and promised her that they will help her grandparents. When I spoke to Mitali about it, of course, she was so relieved. And she said, and I quote, "Pooja, you know how elderly are. We talk to them more than 10 times a day via WhatsApp video. While breakfast, while lunch, while chai time, dinner, in between, we are constantly in touch. But digital presence can never compensate for physical presence." Sharad Chandra, who's Bangalore-based, said something very similar. He's 40 and is the president of the Government Blockchain Association of India chapter. His mother-in-law stays alone in Patna, and she was supposed to come to Bangalore to stay with them. But because of the lockdown, she's now stuck in Bihar. And his parents are in Bhagalpur with no house help, just the two of them alone at home. "How are you managing?" I asked Sharad. He said, "Through meditation. 3 times a day, the whole family gets together via video call and meditates while listening to Sri Sri Ravi Shankar." Sharad said to me that it is this collective meditation exercise that is getting them through this. Delhi-based Kanika Tekriwal used to call her parents, who are in Bhopal, 5 to 6 times a month because of her work schedule. She's the founder of a startup called Jet Set Go Aviation. But now, because of the lockdown, she's calling them 9 to 10 times a day. Even her parents are surprised. She said a very interesting thing, you know, when I asked her how the recent public health crisis has changed her perspective towards a personal and professional life. She said, and I quote, "Now I know what is adulting. Earlier when I was working, I was involved in so many things. Even right now, I'm involved, in fact, more involved in work. But now I'm also aware of what is important and who is important. It's not just social distancing, it's also social cleansing. I never thought of it that way. I'm surrounded by people who have always stayed away from their family, at least during their adult years. And whenever there's a conversation about parents, they would say that my mother starts ranting about something, my dad starts talking about saving more, and they just cut the conversation short. Now that we have so much time, we are realizing that who is important and what is more important. And there's seriously an urge to be with them, virtually if not physically. And it's not just about asking them how they are feeling, you know, or what they are doing. It's also patiently explaining to them, you know, how to find a movie on Netflix or how to order groceries through an app. It's funny, you know, that it takes a trying and a difficult situation to realize what real priorities are. But then again, it's better than never realizing it.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin, but just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.